Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Mark your calendars. It's the 18th annual Pollard Farms Bull Sale, Saturday, March 18th, at the Ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma, located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 100 home-raised, serviced-aged Angus bulls, complete with genomically enhanced EPDs. Free delivery offered on multiple bull purchases within 250 miles. For more information or to request a sale book, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 or visit PollardFarms.com. That's the Pollard Farms Bull Sale.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, look for the live cattle complex to open solidly higher today, supported by follow-through buying and stubbornly bullish fundamentals. The hog futures seem likely to resume lackluster trading today in a narrow price range. While there could be plenty of feedlot bulls waving flags today, the cash cattle trade should start out typically slow, with packers limiting initial efforts to the collection of show lists. The new offerings expected to be steady to somewhat larger. Our guess is that asking prices will start out around $128 in our part of the country. The official index roll is scheduled to end on Tuesday. Now, buyers are likely to resume procurement chores near mid-month, with bids steady to a dollar lower as far as the hogs are concerned. If weekly slaughter holds about 2.3 million for the next month or so, price stability will probably turn on the strength of product demand. Lean hog futures seem set to open on a mixed basis, with a slow combination of short covering and long liquidation. Now, corn, soybeans, and wheat closed lower for the day Friday and the week as well. Selling continued from Thursday's USDA report, which featured bearish news for the three crops. Corn and soybeans are the lowest since January, while winter wheat is the lowest in more than a week. Rain and snow forecast this past weekend for the dry plains may have weighed on winter wheat a bit. In other markets, Wall Street held modest gains as support from a bullish jobs report has countered by lower crude oil markets. Now, winter wheat futures finished lower as rain and snow forecast for the dry and central plains. The USDA report was not particularly bearish for U.S. wheat, as exports were left unchanged at just over 1 billion bushels. The only change to that table was the 10 million bushel drop in imports. Corn futures closed about 2 cents lower, with the May under key moving averages and an RSI of about 39, while USDA left ending stocks unchanged at 2.32 billion in Thursday's report. It raised ethanol use by 50 million bushels and to cut feed and residual use by the same amount. We'll check futures after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, livestock futures, April live cattle up 110 at 117.60. June was up 77 cents at 107.50. March feeder cattle up 132, 127.47. And April was up to 205 at 126.67. April hogs up 10 cents, 68.17. And the May was down 17 cents, 72.90. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May down 7 cents, 455 and a half. And July was down 6 and 3 quarters at 467 and a half. Chicago wheat in May was down 3 and a half at 440 and a half, and July was down 3 and a half at 456 and a quarter. May corn down 2 and 3 quarters at 364 and a quarter. July was down 2 and a half at 372. May soy was down 4 and a half at 1006 and a half, and July was down 4 and a quarter, 1016 and a quarter. May cotton down 18, 77.11. July down 22, 78.15. April crude oil down 5, 48.44.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.